Man, we see a team that's, you know, real balanced. You know, they can pass and run, you know. All their formations typically look the same, man. And, you know, they got players who can do it all. They got players who can stretch down the field. They got the big running backs. You know, they got running backs who can stretch the field. They got, you know, they really got everything. You gotta go out there and build your details like we are week in, week out.
Ricardo, of the games that you've seen Nick Foles play, what are his strengths?
Well, he, you know, they haven't changed any of the offense. That's one thing that a lot of people was worrying about. Would they change the offense with the two different quarterbacks? Well, they haven't. And the thing is, he understands the offense just as good as, you know, he's always been a gun quarterback, you know, and they do a lot of gun passing and gun runs and stuff like that. So it fits right into what he does.
Defensively,
kind of explain the Eagles' identity offensively. How would you describe it?
Oh man, it's more balanced to me. Because, you know, they come out and they run the ball, and all of the runs set up their play action. So, you know, if you see, like, you start to blitz in, they like to get the ball out high, and even though it's maybe a run play on the inside, they see you blitz, and that's when they get somebody passing out of it and stuff like that. They do a really good job of, you know, IDing, you know, what you're trying to do against them and stuff like that, and try to get the quick things that you take. So they're going to take what you give.
You have a plane on the road.
Big stride from last season to this season. What has Marquand really brought out, you guys?
Oh, man, he just really brought the details, man. Week in and week out, he always tell us, you know, like, when we go in there and things don't go the way we want to, he shows us, you know, the plays that we have done that may be the same play before, and we've done it right the right way before. And he just shows us that over and over, like, we can do this more so. You know, true champions do the ordinary things right all the time. That's something that he always brings along. We don't have to do anything great. You don't have to do anything over the top. Just do your job to the best of your ability. And he pulls that out of everybody.
Coach, you talked about how in Marquand is something that you can't teach, is the fact that he's making you guys even closer. I mean, what's that like with him, that player coach mentality that he has?
Oh, man, Coach, you know, he's a guy that, you know, makes you rely on your brothers a lot, because he's the guy that sometimes he will bring some tension. He, you know, he's the guy that will press the buttons and stuff like that, and that sometimes make you draw closer. When, you know, as a group, you know, I'm not saying that we disagree with our coaches all the time, but they do it on purpose. You know, sometimes they leave a, you know, a problem out there for the players to come together and solve, and they know us as a group and us as a player-led, you know, led team. We do that all the time, and that brings us closer. He's the guy that, you know, loves to come in and stir things up here and there, man, and we love it.
Do you feel like you guys are winning more one-on-one battles in the secondary than maybe early in the season?
Nah, we're winning the same thing, man. It's just the turnovers are starting to turn our way. You know, like earlier when you guys was, you know, asking us, a lot of the turnovers that we were having was coming back. We were still beating teams. We were still getting off the team, you know, getting off the field. Some pass breakups sometimes, some penalty here and there, you know, kept drives going. But now we discipline ourselves. We got down to our details, and we pulled out the penalties, man, and we started to just play good ball.
Talk about playing on the road.
Balance out that discipline and passion, I guess, when it comes to being a defender.
Yeah, you know, that comes with the game. If you're going to ask your team to be aggressive, you're going to ask your team to go and just go all out, you know, it's going to come penalties here and there, and we understand that. But, you know, us as a team, you see when one of us get a penalty, you know, here and there, I got three in the last two games, shoot, and my team hasn't turned on me yet. They just keep telling me, we believe in what you do. We know who you are. Just keep, you know, keep grinding, keep fighting, and we're going to back you up.
You talk about playing in the cold and on the road out in Philly?
It don't matter. Anywhere, anytime, any place. It don't matter, man. We ready to play. We done played in we done played outside in the sun. We done played in domes. We done played in the rain. It don't matter to us, man. We ready to go.
What are you seeing from the Eagles receivers, Alshon Jeffrey and their tight end, Ertz?
Oh, man, you know, those are the two of the top, you know, targets. They're big guys, too, man. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, like to go off of speed and, you know, blazers and stuff like that. But Alshon is a deep threat kind of guy. And, you know, Ertz is a deep threat kind of guy. He's a guy that you can, you know, go short with, go big. You can do it all with him. And they make their plays. And they're not very, you know, they're big, but they're not very fast. They're not getting away from many people. They just, you know, the quarterback's real accurate where they want to be. And they're in the right place at the right time.